Daniel and Revelation go together, and if these three powers in Revelation 16 are nothing more than the same three powers that are in Daniel 11:40, only one political view and one spiritual view, but these books go together, and what Daniel 11 is telling us is the Sunday law is imminent, then if we're seeing these spirits in Revelation 16 leading the world to Armageddon, then that means this final revival that comes to God's people during the Sunday law crisis must be just about here. And then let's look at this statement from Great Controversy 464. Notwithstanding the widespread declination of faith and piety, there are true followers of Christ in these churches, the fallen churches. Before the final visitation of God's judgments upon the earth, there will be among the people of the Lord such a revival of primitive godliness as has not been witnessed since apostolic time. Sister White says that's our greatest need, this revival of primitive godliness. She says, when we understand the books of Daniel and Revelation as we should, they'll be seeing this revival. Continuing on. The Spirit and power of God will be poured out upon His children. At that time, many will separate themselves from those churches in which the love of this world has supplanted love for God and His Word. Many, both of ministers and people, will gladly accept those truths which God has caused to be proclaimed at this time to prepare a people for the Lord's second coming. The enemy of souls desires to hinder this work, and before the time for such a movement shall come, he will endeavor to prevent it by introducing a counterfeit. In those churches which he can bring under his deceptive power, he will make it appear that God's special blessing is poured out. There will be manifest what is thought to be a great religious interest. Multitudes will exult that God is working marvelously for them when the work is that of another spirit. Under a religious guise, Satan will seek to extend his influence over the Christian world. Brothers and sisters, Daniel 11 tells the story of these three powers leading the world to a position between the seas and the glorious holy mountain, where the world's divided into two classes. Revelation 16 talks about these three powers leading the world to Armageddon. The spirit that comes out of the mouth of the false prophet is the charismatic movement, which today the people in the Protestant world will tell you is bringing a revival, a great religious awakening to Protestant America. But they can't tell whether it is or it isn't because they're no longer studying the Word of God. But we can.